just a fine looking midnight snack. It's too bad you're already taken, though. By me. Oh, hey, darling. How you been? Yeah, I missed you too, my sweet. So, what brings you out here this late at night? It's so cold and dark. I see. I do have to say, it is quite peaceful out here. But you know, it's dangerous outside at night. You could have been attacked by a wild animal, or a monster, or worse. Oh, you know, like, a vampire. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt you? I'll take that as a no. I love being out here with you, you know. Just the two of us. Enjoying the night. It's romantic, don't you think? Here, let me hold you. It's been a while since we could do this. You know I missed you so much, right? But I always carry a part of you with me, in both my heart and this ring. Well, I am your wife after all. Your loving, ever so perfect vampire wife. I love you. Do you mind if I play with your hair for a bit? As much as I love being out here with you, we need to get back inside. Well, it's gotten colder and I don't want you to get sick. Yeah, let's head back home. Do you need any help getting up? There you go. Now, let's get going. That's better. Finally home, where it's safe and warm and cozy. But most important of all, is where I have you. And to celebrate that, I'm going to get us something to drink. Well, it's not just any drink, but a little something I brought with me a long time ago. This. It's a bottle of Eldarion Royal. Well, it's the wine from my family. Back in the day when the town was more prosperous, we had a vineyard, and It was my father's dream to have a wine named after my family, so that's what he invested in. Before him brought into the stupid prophecy of immortality. Oh, it's nothing, really. Anyways, this is one of the last surviving bottles. I don't exactly know how old it is, but it has to be at least 300 years old. Maybe even older? Well, when I said I brought it with me, I meant I just grabbed it and left. Without my father knowing it. Oh well. Not that he would notice it or anything like that. He wouldn't even have dared touch or drink it. Here you go, my love. This wine is... well, it's something if you ask me. But your blood still tastes the best, darling. It's strange to think about us, you know. I'm a pure blood vampire and you're a human. My kind is supposed to hunt yours. And you're supposed to be afraid of me. You should be fearing me. And yet, here we are, drinking wine and making out. It's not that I mind it, darling. I've always wondered about you. Why didn't you fear me when we first met? Is it because of my eternal beauty? Or perhaps the thrill of danger? Knowing I could have attacked you at any moment, turning you into my midnight snack. I'm kidding. I'm not going to harm you, my darling. You're my significant other. The love of my life. The little flame in my undead heart to keep me going. You know I'd never hurt you intentionally, right? Oh. I have that bothered look on my face. Well, yeah. I'm fine. I remembered the things that my father did after the ceremony. When he became this monster. He's a vile monster. And I couldn't stand that wretched man after what happened. And I could never look at him the same ever again. Before all that, I loved him to death, and then... he's not my father. Not after that. I'm getting off track here. Where was I again? It doesn't matter. So, How was it without me? Did you take good care of yourself? I know. I've missed you too. But fret not. I won't have to go anywhere anytime soon, so we can spend every day and night with each other and make up for the time we lost. How does that sound to you, Because to me, it sounds like heaven. Just you, me, and our cozy home. Yeah, we can do that too. So, tell me, did anything happen while I was gone? Or was it just plain boring without me around? I see. Well, I'm here now, and I promise you, I wouldn't leave your side. Ever. I made that promise a few years ago at the altar, and so did you, remember? Love, can you do me a favor and look at me? There they are. Those are the beautiful eyes I've been dreaming about. Ah, come here. You know I love you so, so much, right? And that I would do anything in the world to keep you safe. That's why I had to make that long trip. For our safety. For your safety. I know it doesn't make much sense, but I don't want to talk about it, alright? I'm back home with you now. That's all that matters. And I'm going to bed. It's been a long night, and I know it's early in the morning, and you, my sweetheart, you should get some rest too. Well, what are you waiting for? I'm not gonna bite. Or maybe I will. Come on, let's go to bed. I want to snuggle with you. Darling, are you awake? I know you want to sleep, but it's important. I'm sorry that I had to leave you all on your own so suddenly. There were some other things I had to tend to first. But you have to believe me. It's for your own safety. For our safety. Look, what I'm about to tell you might not make sense, but trust me. It does. You know what I am, right? I'm Lenora, the heir to the Eldarion family. I was supposed to become the Duchess of the region once my father has gotten old or too sick to rule it. But that day, it never came. Ever since that shady-looking merchant sold my father those ancient books about prophecy of immortality, he became so obsessed with it. And in the end, he got what he wanted. But immortality isn't free, and we all pay the price for it. I miss being human. Going outside when the sun was shining, and not having my skin get burnt. Not having to feed off others to sustain myself, and best of all, not having to deal with the absolute lunacy of my mad father. All that and being able to eat normal food. Well, I can eat it, but I don't really taste it that well. And it certainly doesn't feed me. Only that sweet, warm, crimson red liquid that I crave so much that runs through your veins right here. Yes, I had to kiss your neck. Well, I thought I'd switch it up a little instead of, well, you know, feeding off you. Not tonight. I've quenched my thirst for blood. For now, at least. What? Say, did you ever just take a moment to admire the ring around your finger? Because I do. And it's absolutely mesmerizing. And best of all, it shows everyone that you're mine. All mine. Hey, love. I'm cold. Can you hold me in your arms and warm me up? Feels so good to be in our bed and in your arms again. It makes me feel human. Well, I can feel your warmth spread to me and feel it run through my body and that. Being able to feel the warmth just jump from your lips and just flow through mine. It's the best feeling in the world. I can see you're getting sleepy. Just close your eyes for me. I won't be going anywhere. You're safe here with me. I love you so incredibly much, my sweet, sweet human.